Will you tell me your name?
Emma Bess.
And were you born here?
I was born in Bloomfield Township.
And that's Michigan?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When did you come to the Chesaning Territory?
In 1908.
I understand that you have been a pharmacist.
That's right.
Would you tell us some of the things about your early experiences?
Well, as I believe this.
You can if you want to.
Working in a drugstore or any other store was much different than today. Our working hours were from 7 in the morning until 6 at night, except Saturday night. We all worked on Saturday nights. I worked nights every other week. Then I would go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning and worked until closing time, which was any time from 9:30 until 11. And in the summertime, we often worked until 12 o'clock on Saturday nights. Saturday night was a busy night in the summertime. Farmers were busy during the day, so came to town at night. All stores were open on Saturday nights. No one complained about the long hours. We were all very thankful to have a job, and we enjoyed working. And the drugstores were the ice cream parlors, too. The ice cream came from Frankie's from Saginaw by express in 5-gallon metal cans packed in ice in wooden containers. It had to be repacked twice a day. We had to chop the ice and mix it with salt and pack it around the cans. And also the cans that were in the soda fountain had to be packed the same way. We also made the syrups that was used for the toppings. We made the simple syrup, and that was mixed with fruit syrup concentrate of different flavors. We prepared and cooked the chocolate syrup. Ice cream sundaes and sodas were 10 cents. Fancy dishes were 15 and 25 cents. Small ice cream cones were 2 for a nickel, regular cones 5 cents, and double dips 10 cents. Ice cream sold for 50 cents a quart, and good chocolate candy sold in the bulk for 50 cents per pound. In the fall of 1920, I went to the Practical Institute of Pharmacy at Sandusky, Michigan. At that time, with 4 years of experience in a drugstore, working with a registered pharmacist at drugs and prescriptions, you could take this short course. We studied nothing but drugs and prescriptions and studies relating to drugs. At the end of the course, we went to Grand Rapids and took a 2-day state examination. If you passed the exam, we were a registered pharmacist. If you were under 21 years old and had 2 years experience in a drugstore, you could write the exam for assistant pharmacist. Then, when you were 21, you could get your full papers. I had 4 years of experience and was over 21. I passed the exam, so I am a registered pharmacist. Filling prescriptions was much different then. We had to mix the ingredients of a prescription, then fill the capsules, or some prescriptions were called for powders. This we had to divide the powder into powder papers and fold them and put them in boxes. Also the liquid prescriptions. Many of them contained several ingredients which had to be mixed together, and we had to mix the base for ointments. The prescriptions ranged in price from 25 cents to a dollar. Something special would be $2. A 6-ounce bottle of cough syrup on prescription was 75 or 85 cents. My roommate at pharmacy school went to Detroit to work. She said they never filled a prescription for less than 50 cents. There were no antibiotics or wonder drugs or vitamins those days. Most of the drugs came prepared from the drugstore today. The college boys dressed in suits, white shirts, and ties every day, not like they do today. There were 52 students in the class of 1920, 5 girls. That was the largest class of girls that had written the state exam up to that time. The wages were different, too. I was getting $10 per week before I was a pharmacist. After I was a pharmacist, I got $25 per week. That was top wages. My roommate went to Detroit to work in Detroit, and she was getting the same wages. I enjoyed my work very much and was happy to have a job and did not complain about the long hours. At that time, when I was working from between 1916 and 1920, the Chesaning had its own power plant and would turn all the street lights off at 12 o'clock. That was right, because when I was working, you know, I worked at Lutz's first for 1 year, then over to Rice. And we'd go for a walk, just, you know, to get out and get a little air and exercise. We had exercise, of course, in the store. But, and we'd walk in the dark, because it'd be all out at 12 o'clock. What did you do today?
Well, it isn't safe anymore.
No, that's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I voted on this side of the river, and from where the gas station we turned this way, my aunt and uncle lived one block to the east, and then about a block north. Down in there, where it was, you know, right at the end of the street.
Mm-hmm.
And well, you wouldn't think of walking down there at all in the dark,
mm-hmm.
not alone. And I did. Well, mm-hmm. you know, if I didn't get down there, you know, you, when the street lights went out, well, that was it.
Well, now, tell me again, about how old were you when you came to Chesney?
Well, I was 10.
You were 10?
Yes.
And where did you go to school?
I went to school at the Albert School in Maple Grove, then Chesney High School.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And what did you do when you were younger? What did you do for fun? You know, I just can't get anybody to tell me what they did for fun.
Oh, we used the whole neighborhood. There, I said the whole neighborhood. There was probably 8-10 of us get together, and my brother and cousin, they'd play the mouth organ, and we'd dance, or we'd play games. And when I said if kids today would play the games that we did, they'd think like we were out of our mind.
What did you play?
Well, we'd play button, or beef, beast, bird, or fish, or spin the tin, and well, it was just games that today, as I said, children would think you were out of your mind.
Well, I think the younger children play them, but how old were you then?
Oh, we were 14, 15 years old when we played those games. And there were some of us that were even older than that.
Mm-hmm.
But we did. My brother played the accordion a lot for dances, and we went to a lot of dances because he'd want us to go with him.
Mm-hmm. What was your maiden name?
Lytle.
Lytle?
Mm-hmm.
Why, what was I going to ask you? Oh, did you go for sleigh rides and things like that in the wintertime?
Yes, our school did. We would go at least once every winter. We would go to visit other schools. We'd usually go about 2 or 3 schools in an afternoon. You know, some farmer would take the whole school. And then we would have spelling bees and arithmetic match. And just to see who would win, there would be no trophies or no prizes or anything like that, but just to see who, you know, which school could win. And we really had, it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And even as grown-ups, we used to go for sleigh rides to go to parties from one place, you know, to another, for, you know, probably 6-7 miles or something like that.
How'd you keep warm?
Oh, everybody brought their house blankets and fur robes or whatever they had, you know, they put straw in there. Into the sleigh box, and everybody sit on that and covered up with the seams, and everybody had a good time.
Mm-hmm. Did you sing?
Oh, yes, we would sing too. We would at schools too. We would sing, you know, the teachers would always have us.
Did you, in your school, did you ever use the old knapsack book?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But without any notes?
Yes. Yes, just the words.
Well, we didn't have any piano in our school or anything either, but we'd sing every day. Mm-hmm.
Yes. The teacher led you, didn't
yes,
she? Somebody.
Would. Somebody would, and somebody choose a song, you know, that, out of the book, and we'd all sing. I don't know if we were in tune or not, but we tried.
Did you skate?
I never did, no. I never skated or roller skated, either one.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing we used to do, we would ask the teacher, and the father would ask the teacher not to have any recess or only and either forenoon or afternoon, and then we would go to the woods about a half a mile away and pick wintergreen berries. We'd take the had more than an hour then, you see,
mm-hmm.
and pick wintergreen berries.
And what did you do with the berries?
Oh, just eat them. It was just mm-hmm. the object of going, I guess. I don't
just,
know. Today it wouldn't be any thrill, but it was the
well, yes, it would be, I think, only I don't think children have the opportunity to
no,
grab that many wintergreen berries anymore.
No, because those places are like people living there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One time we went and after we just nicely got into the woods, it started to rain. And we were lost. And we went, we crossed a fence and waded water to get out. We just didn't know which way we were going, and we were not any much further than here to the road, away from the road, but we couldn't see it. And then when you're lost, you just go round in circles, I guess, I don't know. And we thought, oh, we were going to be so late for school, and we were, it wasn't even time for school, for the bell to ring. But you know, you get
nervous. You got frantic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's interesting. I used to pick wintergreen berries when I was a child, too.
Oh, did you?
Had a lot more freedom then than you dare let a child have now. I used to live near, you know, over on the west side of the state, there's a river called the Little Sabo. It empties into Lake Michigan. And I used to go and wade in that, up not in the deep part, but where it began, sort of. I mean, near where I lived, it was not too deep. That's what I'm trying to say. And I used to walk a mile and a half, maybe, and there wouldn't be a soul around.
No.
All by myself.
Well, this road back there where we used to go from Albert School to the west, there was no one living there either. And, even during the, it must have been World War, I don't know, one or two, the neighbor that lived down there, she lived back there, her folks did. And she'd walk that to the corner every night alone to go on a late night shift. You know, you wouldn't dare to do that today.
Mm-hmm.
The dog would go with her,
mm-hmm.
and then he'd go back.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been very interesting. I certainly appreciate you giving us this tape because, well, we want to get as many as we can, you know.